Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thank God. In every season, whether we recognize it or not, in every circumstance, there is always something to be thankful for. Even when someone passes away, you can thank God for their life and the precious moments you shared with them. Now, have you ever found yourself in a situation where everything seems to be going wrong? Where the challenges of life have left you feeling overwhelmed and discouraged? In those moments, it can be easy to forget the goodness of God and the power of gratitude. But what if I told you that giving thanks has the power to transform your perspective and bring you closer to God's heart? Today, my dear friends, we will explore the importance of thanking God in every season of our lives. We will discover how thanking God in every season can help us grow closer to Him and find joy and peace, even in the midst of life's challenges. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, have you ever taken a moment to observe the changing seasons in nature? Each season brings its own unique beauty and challenges. The spring brings new life and growth. The summer brings warmth and abundance. The fall brings colorful changes and harvest, and the winter brings stillness and rest. Just as the earth goes through these different seasons, our lives also go through various seasons. Sometimes we may experience seasons of joy, seasons of sorrow, seasons of growth, and seasons of challenge. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, King Solomon writes, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." This passage reminds us that every season of our lives has a purpose, and God is with us through every step of the journey. Now, let us explore the power of gratitude. My dear friends, while many of us are aware of the power of gratitude, today I want to go deeper into its transformative potential. Gratitude is a powerful force that can transform our lives in profound ways. When we cultivate a heart of thanksgiving, we open ourselves up to experiencing God's goodness and grace in new and deeper ways. In Luke 17, verses 11 to 19, we read the story of Jesus healing 10 lepers. Out of the 10 who were healed, only one returned to give thanks to Jesus. This story teaches us that gratitude is a choice, and it is one that pleases God. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have. When we take time to count our blessings, we realize how much God has already done for us. We begin to see His hand of provision and protection in our lives, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. In Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5, King David exhorts his soul to bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. He goes on to list the many ways God has blessed him, forgiving his sins, healing his diseases, redeeming his life from destruction, and satisfying him with good things. Gratitude also has the power to transform our relationships. When we express gratitude to others, it builds bridges of connection and understanding. It helps us to see the good in people and to appreciate the ways they have blessed our lives. Then in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, the Apostle Paul writes, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." When we are thankful for the people God has placed in our lives, it brings peace and unity to our relationships. Furthermore, gratitude is a weapon against the enemy's attacks. When we are facing challenges and difficulties, it can be easy to fall into a spiral of negativity and despair. But when we choose to give thanks, even in the midst of our struggles, we are declaring our trust in God's goodness and faithfulness. In the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 8 to 9. The Apostle Paul writes, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." Paul chose to give thanks in the midst of his trials, knowing that God was with him and would see him through. Gratitude also opens the door for God to work in our lives in new and powerful ways. When we give thanks, we are acknowledging our dependence on God and inviting him to move in our circumstances. In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, Paul writes, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." When we bring our requests to God with a heart of thanksgiving, he promises to give us his peace and to work all things together for our good. Furthermore, gratitude is a key to unlocking joy in our lives. When we focus on the good things that God has done and the blessings he has given us, it fills our hearts with joy and contentment. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 17 to 18, the prophet Habakkuk declares, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation." Habakkuk chose to rejoice in God, even in the face of lack and hardship, because he knew that God was his strength and his salvation. My dear friends, cultivating a heart of gratitude is not always easy, but it is always worth it. It requires us to intentionally choose to focus on the good, even when life is hard. It means taking time each day to thank God for his blessings and to express appreciation to the people in our lives. It means trusting that God is good, even when our circumstances are not. One practical way to cultivate gratitude is to keep a gratitude journal each day. Take a few minutes to write down three things you are thankful for. It could be something as simple as fresh air, a beautiful sunset, or a kind word from a friend. As you make this a habit, you will begin to see God's goodness and provision in your life in new ways. Another way to cultivate gratitude is to express it to others. Take time to thank the people in your life who have made a difference, such as your spouse, your children, your friends, your coworkers, or other loved ones. Write a note of appreciation. Give a heartfelt compliment. Send a text message or an email, or do something kind to show your gratitude. Make gratitude a part of your prayer life. When you come before God in prayer, take time to thank Him for who He is and what He has done. Thank Him for His love, His grace, His mercy, and His faithfulness. Thank Him for the blessings He has given you, both big and small. My friends, gratitude has the power to transform our hearts, our relationships, and our lives. It is a key to unlocking the abundant life that Jesus came to give us. As we cultivate a heart of thanksgiving, we will experience the joy, peace, and contentment that comes from knowing and trusting in our good and faithful God. So, let us choose to give thanks in every season of our lives. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and trust that He is working all things together for our good and His glory. And let us declare with the psalmist in Psalm 106, verse 1, "Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever." Let us now explore thanking God in the good times. My dear friends, it is easy to give thanks to God when things are going well in our lives. When we are experiencing the joys and blessings of life, our hearts naturally overflow with gratitude. In Psalm 118, verse 24, the psalmist declares, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." When we wake up each morning and recognize that every day is a gift from God, it fills our hearts with thanksgiving. One of the most beautiful examples of gratitude in the good times is found in the story of Mary, the mother of Jesus. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her that she would give birth to the Son of God, Mary's response was one of humble gratitude. In Luke 1, verses 46 to 55, Mary declares, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For He has regarded the lowly state of His maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed." Mary recognized the blessing and privilege of being chosen to bear the Son of God, and she responded with a song of praise and thanksgiving. My friends, when we are experiencing the good times in life, it is important to take time to thank God for His blessings. Whether it is a job promotion, a new relationship, a financial blessing, or a dream come true, we must recognize that every good and perfect gift comes from above. James 1, verse 17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." Furthermore, when we give thanks to God in the good times, it helps us to keep a proper perspective on our blessings. It is easy to become prideful or entitled when things are going well, but gratitude reminds us that everything we have is a gift from God. In Deuteronomy 8, verses 17 to 18, Moses warns the Israelites, "Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. When we give thanks to God for our blessings, it keeps us humble and dependent on him. Furthermore, gratitude in the good times can be a powerful testimony to others. When we express our thankfulness to God for his blessings, it can be a light to those around us who may be struggling or searching for hope. Psalm 105, verse 1 tells us to give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. When we share our gratitude with others, it can point them to the goodness and faithfulness of God. My dear friends, cultivating gratitude in the good times also prepares our hearts for the inevitable challenges and trials that we will face in life. When we have developed a habit of thanking God for his blessings, it becomes easier to trust him and give thanks even in the midst of difficult circumstances. As the Apostle Paul writes in Philippians 4, verse 12, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Paul had learned the secret of contentment and gratitude in all circumstances, and it was rooted in his deep relationship with Christ. So, my friends, let us not take the good times in our lives for granted. Let us take time each day to thank God for his blessings, big and small. Let us cultivate a heart of gratitude that overflows into praise and thanksgiving. And let us share our gratitude with others, pointing them to the goodness and faithfulness of our God. As we do this, we will find that our hearts are filled with joy and peace, even in the midst of life's ups and downs. We will be able to say with the psalmist in Psalm 9, verses 1 to 2, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. My dear friends, let us give thanks to God in the good times and watch as he fills our hearts with his joy and peace. Let us trust in his goodness and faithfulness, knowing that he is with us always in every season of our lives. And let us now turn our attention to thanking God in the challenging times. My friends, it can be much more challenging to give thanks to God when we are facing difficulties and trials. When we are in the midst of pain, loss, or uncertainty, it can be hard to see God's goodness and faithfulness. However, it is in these times that gratitude can be the most powerful and transformative. In the book of Job, we see an incredible example of thanking God in the midst of suffering. Job was a righteous man who lost everything, his wealth, his children, and his health. Yet, in the midst of his pain and grief, Job declared, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job chose to thank God and trust in his goodness, even when he could not understand why he was suffering. Thanking God in the challenging times requires a deep faith and trust in his character and his promises. It means believing that God is good even when our circumstances are not. It means trusting that he is working all things together for our good and his glory, even when we cannot see the outcome. When we choose to give thanks in the midst of trials, we are declaring our faith in this promise. Furthermore, Gratitude in the challenging times can help us to find hope and peace in the midst of our struggles. When we focus on the things we are thankful for, it shifts our perspective from our problems to God's goodness. It reminds us that God is with us, even in the darkest of times. In Psalm 34, verse 18, it says, "The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit." When we give thanks to God in our brokenness, He draws near to us and comforts us with His presence. My friends, one of the most powerful examples of thanking God in the challenging times is found in the life of Jesus Himself. On the night before His crucifixion, Jesus gathered with His disciples for the Last Supper. As He broke the bread and passed the cup, He gave thanks to God. We see this in Luke 22, verse 17. Jesus knew the suffering and pain that lay ahead of Him, yet He chose to give thanks to His Father. His gratitude was rooted in His deep trust and surrender to God's will, even in the face of death. As we face the challenges and trials of life, let us follow the example of Jesus and choose to give thanks to God. Let us trust in His goodness and faithfulness, even when we cannot see the way forward. Let us lean on His strength and comfort, knowing that He is with us always. As we choose to give thanks in every circumstance, we will find that God's peace and joy will guard our hearts and minds, even in the midst of life's storms. So, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. As we do this, we will be able to say with the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 to 18, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." My friends, let us give thanks to God in every season, in the good times and in the challenging times. Let us trust in His goodness and faithfulness, knowing that He is with us always, working all things together for our good and His glory. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before You with a heart full of praise and adoration. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Your love knows no bounds, and Your faithfulness endures forever. I exalt Your holy name, for You alone are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Your mercy is new every morning, and Your grace sustains me through every trial. Lord, I thank You for the gift of life, and for the countless blessings You have bestowed upon my life and the lives of my loved ones. You have provided for my every need, guided my every step, and showered me with Your unconditional love. I am grateful for the gift of salvation through Your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose again, giving us the promise of eternal life. I thank You, Lord, for Your daily provisions and benefits. Merciful Lord, forgive me for the times I have fallen short and strayed from Your path. I repent of my sins and ask for Your mercy and grace. Cleanse me, Lord, from all unrighteousness and renew a right spirit within me. Just as You have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have trespassed against me. Father, I ask that you would transform my heart and mind through the power of gratitude. Help me to cultivate a thankful spirit, even in the midst of challenges and trials. Give me eyes to see your hand at work in every aspect of my life, and a heart that overflows with praise for your goodness. I bind every spirit of negativity, complaining, and ungratefulness in the name of Jesus, and I embrace an attitude of gratitude. Lord, I pray for strength and perseverance as I face the battles of life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my mind, body, and spirit. I declare that no weapon formed against me or my loved ones shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus, I claim victory over every stronghold, addiction, and generational curse. I am grateful that you are our healer, and I declare healing in every area of our lives, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed and made whole. Almighty God, we ask for your protection and covering over our lives. Surround us with your angels and shield us from all harm and danger. I ask for wisdom, discernment, and divine guidance in every decision we face. Bless us with your favor and open doors that no man can shut. Thank you, Lord, for providing for our every need according to your riches and glory. I declare that we are blessed coming in and blessed going out, and that your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come into agreement as we pray for each other, believing that you hear our every plea. We thank you for the life-changing power of gratitude in our lives. We declare that our hearts will overflow with thanksgiving, no matter what circumstances we face. We claim victory over every challenge and trial, knowing that you are fighting our battles. We receive your healing touch, both physically and emotionally. We pray for your protection and covering over our lives and the lives of our loved ones. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and empower us to live lives that bring glory to your name. Father, we thank you for the gift of this day and for the opportunity to serve you. We trust in your perfect plan for our lives and surrender every dream and desire into your capable hands. Lord, we thank you that everything is working for us and not against us. We declare that our lives are a testimony of your goodness, faithfulness, and unfailing love. Thank you, God, for all that you have done for us and for all you're about to do. In everything, we give thanks. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.